time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena, a repeat of last week here at home for the Northwest Missouri State basketball teams as they take on Fort Hays State tonight and Washburn on Saturday, both at home, games they played just a week ago. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, that presents a unique situation for both teams in that there's not as much necessarily prep work that has to go into the ball game. Obviously, there's going to be some tweaks that need to be made, but not as much work preparing for the opponent as what maybe they did a week ago.
You're exactly right. Again, just a week between the two matchups, so the teams know each other very well. And for both of the Northwest teams, probably a few more tweaks than what you'll see out of Fort Hays State tonight, with Northwest trying to do a few things, maybe get back on top out of the two games. But again, at this point in the season, you pretty much know about everybody in the MIAA, but when you play them so close together, very familiar with what it will take to match up with these two teams.
Throughout the year, or most of the year anyway, Northwest Missouri State has had the advantage on the inside game against most teams, and last week Fort Hays State was able to take the advantage inside.
Yeah, they played very well inside, and I think when you look at the way Fort Hays State and Northwest matches up, the two teams match up about as even as any squad that Northwest will face this year. They've got some good guards out front that kind of match up similar to what Northwest has, an inside game similar to what Northwest has as well. But again, it was their inside game last week that really proved to be the difference. The big players for Fort Hays State did a good job dominating the boards. Northwest had a tough time with rebounds, and also Northwest turned it over a little bit too much. I think if they can just come out tonight, limit the turnovers, and especially on the defensive boards, do a much better job on the defensive boards, they'll be in a lot better shape with Fort Hays.
Fort Hays State, one of the teams toward the top of the MIAA, and Northwest has shown that they can play well against top teams in the conference. It's just a matter of going out and getting the job done.
And that's one of the things that Coach Kellogg talked about earlier this week, just talking about that he's kind of getting tired of hearing people say, well, you can play with these teams. You can play with this team. He says now it's time to not only step up and play with these teams, but come up and get a win against some of these teams. And I think that's one of the things he's really talking to this team about tonight, is trying to do a few more of the things that has been successful against Fort Hays State. They had a lead at halftime against the Tigers a week ago, and to just carry that into a full 40 minutes and come up with a win tonight.
It's the Bearcats and Tigers in our doubleheader tonight from Bearcat Arena. We're back with more on the pregame show before the women's matchup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarysvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, getting ready for tonight's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, the Northwest women not quite having to worry too much about whether or not they're going to make the MIAA postseason tournament, but if the same thing that happened last week happens this week, then the Bearcats are going to have to start to get a little bit nervous.
Yeah, they need to pick up a couple wins here and there to make sure they get into the tournament. And the nice thing about that, once you get in, it's anybody's tournament from that point on. Now, a little bit different this year with the first round, some of the first round games being played on campus sites, so that makes the home court advantage a little bit more important. But as we found in past years, once you get down to Municipal Auditorium, it really turns into a wide open tournament. So the big key right now is for Northwest to pick up a win or two down the stretch here and get into the tournament and see what happens.
And you'd have to feel like of the games this week, tonight's is the one that you've got the best chance of winning. Not that there's no chance against Washburn, but of the two opponents, this is definitely the one to try to get.
Yeah, I like, as mentioned a little bit earlier, I like the way Northwest matches up with Fort Hays State. It's a team that Fort Hays State jumped out in one of their first 10 games of the season. They put together a very fine year. They ran into a little bit of a tough stretch where they played some of the top teams in the conference on the road, but they've rebounded from that, playing some good basketball coming into tonight. But I really think if Northwest can come out, as I mentioned earlier, and limit their turnovers, do a much better job on the defensive boards, they've got a good shot at a win tonight.
Fort Hays State, winners of four straight, all of those coming at home. The Northwest women are trying to break a three-game losing streak here at home tonight. Northwest and Fort Hays State are doubleheader. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. That's Mark Kellogg. It's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
A 2000 business management graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Maurice Huff, played basketball at Northwest for two seasons from 1997 through 99 and says he gained a lot from playing under former Bearcat head basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer.
Coach Tapp had a tremendous impact on my life at that time, just helping me mature as a young man, and play under him. And then to, get there, play basketball, and actually graduate with my degree in business management was just an awesome experience.
Following graduation, Huff enlisted in the military in 2003 and has had two tours of duty in Iraq and recently returned from a tour of duty in Afghanistan.
I'm a military police officer, and I just love the experience. And that's one of the things that I think basketball kind of prepared me for was I joined the military to gain a little bit more leadership experience, and I think basketball gave me a foundation to build on. I mean, you have to lead at certain times, but you also have to learn how to follow as well. And that's why, like I say, basketball has taught me a lot. My military career, I've currently, in October of this year, it'll be 10 years, so I'm just over 9.5 years. And just plan on, just trying to, make 20 years.
Huff is originally from Bloomington, Illinois, and is currently stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. He recently had a chance to return to the Northwest campus and speak to the Bearcats before one of their games.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back on the pregame show before tonight's matchup again with Fort Hays State as Northwest Missouri State head coach Mark Kellogg joins us. Coach, we kind of talked on Saturday after the Washburn game how it might be a little bit different getting ready for this week since you had just played these two teams. How have you used practice with that being maybe an advantage?
Yeah, well, two ways, I guess. One was to rest up a little bit, knowing we didn't have a ton of new stuff to go over. And then the second piece was, just familiarizing ourselves again with what they do, maybe a few adjustments that we want to make that they showed us on film or the last time we played them. And then you just kind of get ready to play again and hope that, they beat us. Maybe that there's a renewed energy, a new excitement about playing somebody again. You just saw them a week ago, and we didn't get the result we wanted. So hopefully we can come out with a little fire in our bellies tonight and play pretty hard.
Well, and we've talked this year how sometimes you're seeing some of the same mistakes come up. Have you tried different things and trying to get some of that stuff worked out?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a constant battle. Obviously, if we had it figured out, we wouldn't be still quite going through with it. You know, the one thing we evaluate the most is just lineups, minutes. Are we getting too fatigued? Those kind of things that we can control from our end. And then are there certain either lineups or plays, sets type things that we need to make sure we're running when we're not going through or when we're going through some of those cold spells. So we'll keep probably a closer eye on it tonight. I'll have one of my assistants making sure we're charting every single possession tonight to make sure if we're going 3, 4, 5, 6 possessions without either a good look or a basket to make sure we're either calling timeouts or getting groups in there that we can get some points from.
Now, have you found that matching up against Hayes, there were just a couple of players last week that it seemed really hurt you. Are those going to be the main focus for tonight's game?
Yeah, and they were last week, too. That's the unfortunate part is, in a sense, we're not really changing it because it was supposed to be the emphasis a week ago was to limit their three post players, and we got done, and they scored right around 50 or 48 of their, you know, 65 points. So we didn't do a very good job on them. So, yes, it'll be a similar game plan from that standpoint. Try to limit those guys, but then don't let the guards go off. We didn't let any guards go off against us last time, but we sure didn't take away their inside game. So I would like to neutralize the post players. They might try to neutralize ours as well, but then see if we can't go win it with some of our guards.
Who did you feel played well for your team against Hayes last week?
I don't think anybody probably played well or good enough. I mean, you know, our post players are playing. They weren't aggressive in the first half as we want them to be at Hayes, and that's what was so disappointing is we need them to get some buckets or at least act like they're going to score so we can open it up for some perimeter kids. And looking back on the tape against Hayes, we had a ton of just wide-open looks. We just missed them, and we had inside-out threes. We had three in the first 4 minutes of the game. We just didn't make any of them, you know, and that was kind of the theme throughout the game. So hopefully here at home we can get some guards going. You know, Nelly's been pretty consistent all year, and so we've talked to those. We need Timber and Thayer and Merity and those guys, Monique. We need those two or three of those guys to play every single night, and it can't just be one of them. That's just not going to be enough for us.
A lot of times you hope that the home court treats you a little bit better. Have you seen that with your team? Do they play better at home this year?
Well, I think so. I mean, you're just more comfortable here. I mean, that's what you definitely know. But, yeah, we've been, I mean, I think we're 8-2 or something like that here at home, so I think we definitely feel better here. We've been in all the games here at home, even in Emporia. We were in that game for so long. So, yeah, I think what I'm hoping to see is this renewed energy, this passion, this excitement to get this thing, you know, where we got 4 out of 5 at home and maybe get it going just a little bit. We just need anything to get a little momentum again. And we had that, you know, a week or two ago against Northeastern, and we need another one of those performances.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University's Wellness Services has launched an interactive website to encourage community-wide healthy living. The new Student Health Initiative for Transformation, or SHIFT, website features tabs delegated to 6 dimensions of wellness. Health educator Jennifer Kinney Moore says the site is a result of community and campus partners' collaborative efforts.
Focusing on different aspects of wellness, and we're hoping that it's a one-stop shop for everyone to work on their wellness, honestly. It's online, and on the SHIFT website there are a variety of assessments that people can take to kind of determine where their wellness is, and from there, maybe what they want to work on with their wellness, and then there are resources provided for them to work on their wellness. So we have videos where they can work on their physical wellness, their spiritual wellness, intellectual, a variety of aspects. So there's videos, and then there's also resources that take them to other sites.
Kinney Moore says the project is funded by the Healthy Eating Active Living Grant and hopes it makes students and community members more aware and in control of their wellness.
There are simple ways that you can work on your wellness in all dimensions. For example, working on the emotional wellness, just starting to journal every night. Journal out those write out those stressors and things that you're concerned about or things that you're looking forward to as well can really help with your emotional wellness. So just want to promote that it's easy for students to work on their wellness and the community and also provide resources for people to work on that. So we're hoping that that adds a lot to the community and helps people work on their wellness.
The SHIFT website is accessible at www.nwmissouri.edu/wellness/shift, or you can find more information by calling 660-562-1348.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back out at Bearcat Arena before tonight's Northwest Missouri State Fort Hays State doubleheader. So we look at the starting lineups for the two teams. First, for Fort Hays State, they come in with a 16-5 overall record. They are 8-5 in the MIAA. Coach Tony Hopson going with Beth the Bislavsky. She is a 5'6" freshman out of Dwight, Nebraska. Averages 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. Had 7 assists against Northwest last week. Kai Brown is a 5'5" senior out of La Puente, California. Averages 5 points and 1 rebound a game. Caitlin Edwards is a 6-foot junior out of Crete, Nebraska. Averages 13 points and 8 rebounds a game. Had 17 points and 13 rebounds against Northwest a week ago. She is 5th in the MIAA in rebounding coming into this week. Tracy Keiser is a 5'10" senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. She leads Fort Hays State, having hit 24 threes so far this year. Kate Lehman is a 6'4" sophomore out of Newton, Kansas, the team leader in scoring and rebounding, pulling down 8.5 rebounds a game and scoring 16 points a contest. Last week against Northwest, she had 19 points and 8 rebounds. She's 4th in both scoring and rebounding in the MIAA coming into this week. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Mark Kellogg, they have an 11-10 overall record, 5-8 in the MIAA. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha, the team leader in scoring, or tied for the team lead in scoring anyway, averaging 11 points a game. She had 15 points and was 3 of 7 on three-pointers against Hayes a week ago, hit 3 of the 4 three-pointers that Northwest had as a team in Hayes. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior out of Australia, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. She comes into this week 2nd in assists in the MIAA. She's also 3rd in steals, had 5 helpers in the matchup against the Tigers a week ago. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman out of Manila, Iowa, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds a game for Northwest. Annie Matthews at 5'10", she is a sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, had 7 points and 9 rebounds against Hayes a week ago. Leads the team in rebounding, pulling down 8 a game, also averages 10 points a contest. Maggie Marnin is a 6'3" sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa. She is also tied with Ashley Nelson for the team lead in scoring. They're averaging 11 points a game each. Marnin also pulling down 5 rebounds a game. She's 2nd in the MIAA this week in field goal percentage. Marnin had 8 points and 3 rebounds a week ago against Fort Hays State. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State. We'll take a timeout and come back with the start of the women's contest after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Governor Jay Nixon visited Northwest Missouri State University to discuss how his plans to provide Missouri's colleges and universities with additional performance-based funding will expand opportunities for students and ensure taxpayer incentives yield the best possible returns. During the visit, he praised Northwest, which recently achieved all 5 benchmarks within the funding model. As a result, Governor Nixon's budget proposes more than $1.2 million in additional funding for Northwest Missouri State University.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson's Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena before tonight's women's game, Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. A little bit later on tonight, the men's teams will be meeting up. And, John, we were talking about it before we go on the air. You look at just 1 week in terms of positioning and standings, a lot has changed in that week.
It certainly has. And granted, Northwest isn't that far behind right now. But last week at this particular time, Northwest was in second place, trailing Central Missouri in the MIAA standings. This week, Fort Hays State, which was in the fifth spot a week ago, now stands tied for the number one spot of the conference at Central Missouri. They're both at 9-4. And then you look at Washburn, they're in the third spot, 8-4. And then several teams with an 8-5 mark behind, with Northeastern State actually at 9-5 in the fourth spot. But when you look at teams tied for fifth, Lindenwood, Northwest, and Central Oklahoma, all with 8-5 records, and that's just a game in the loss column behind the top teams in the MIAA. So a lot of things can happen here in the next couple weeks to determine the MIAA conference standing. So it's really, no team has a real hold on to that number one spot right now.
And tonight's matchup against Hays, of course, a one-point loss for Northwest a week ago, but I would expect we're going to see another hard-fought battle again.
Yeah, I think so. And talking with Coach McCollum, one of the things he wants to try to do is slow down Craig Nicholson out of the points position for Fort Hays State, and then again play a little tougher inside against this Tiger team and see what can happen tonight. But again, just a one-point loss out in Hays. It was anybody's game, and really from a fan standpoint, it was a fun game to watch. Neither team really had a huge lead in that game, and just back and forth most of the way. And I think we expect to see a great matchup again tonight.
Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State tonight is... Northwest comes out. Maggie Martin will be stepping into the center circle. They're in the home lights. It's the road black and gold for Fort Hays State. Kate Lehman will be in the center circle, the 6'4 sophomore out of Newton, Kansas. And we are set to go. Official steps into the center circle. Had a word with the centers. Now the ball in the air and the tip controlled by Hays as they'll work right to left in this first half. Kai Brown across the timeline, works it over to Veselovsky right side. Back to Brown between the circles, on to the left side on the wing for Keezer. Back to Brown. Brown trying to recognize the defense, determine what to do, takes it on the left side. On the wing, tries a drive, up with the runner, hits the side of the backboard. Rebound for Monique Stevens. Northwest with their first possession. Stevens sets the offense from the center circle. Works it over left. Now we'll get a screen, bringing it to the top of the key. Onto the right side for Schechinger in the corner. Schechinger with one dribble inside to Ashley Nelson. Up with a tough shot. Thought she got fouled. So did Coach Kellogg. Shot no good. And the rebound for Hays. Brown with it on the right side. To Veselovsky on the wing. Now back to Brown. Brown with a dribble to Veselovsky. Looks inside. Tried to get it to Lehman. Marnin comes around. Knocks it away. It goes out of bounds. And Fort Hays State will inbound on the baseline right. Just about a minute gone by here at the first half as Lehman takes the inbound baseline right. Gets it out on the wing for Edwards. Edwards to Brown, top of the key. Brown with one dribble to the wing. Now gives it to Veselovsky. Inside to Lehman. Marnin went for it. Couldn't quite get it. Lehman up with the layup. It's good on the left side for Kate Lehman. And it is a 2-0 Fort Hays State lead. Northwest Missouri State with it. On to the right wing. Nelson tried to get a pass inside. I think she tried to hang on to it, but it slipped out of her hands, went into the paint, and it's picked up by Hays. Brown out to the right side, throws it by Tracy Keezer. It sails out of bounds, and Northwest will get it right back.
Again, one of the things that Coach Kellogg has been emphasizing with his team this week in preparation for tonight is not to turn the ball over and, again, defensive rebounds. We've already seen one early turnover here, but hopefully they can limit those tonight.
Stevens in the center circle with it. Brown in front of her. Down to the high post, Matthews. Down the right elbow, spins with it, gives it back to Stevens, top of the key. Stevens over to the right side, Nelson. Nelson spins outside the arc. Bounce pass into Matthews. One-on-one with Edwards. Up with a shot, no good. Rebound fought for. Matthews out of there with it. Falling out of bounds. Had to save it up top. Taken by Brown. Brown with a 4-on-3. Veselovsky left side on the wing. Skips it across to the right for Keezer. She'll put up a 3. That one off the back of the rim. Rebound for Stevens. A couple of early rebounds for Monique Stevens. Ahead to Schechinger. She tries the drive. Gives it up for Marnin. And a hold going to be called against Hayes. On the pass play from Schechinger, it's going to be the first foul of the game, and Beth Veselovsky is called for it. And an inbound for Northwest, baseline right. Stevens looking to inbound. Still looking, now gets to Nelson, cutting down the left side of the lane, forces the shot, no good. Lehman with the rebound for Fort Hays State. Outlet to Veselovsky. She'll dribble with it to the right side, beyond the arc, now to Edwards, left side. Near the top of the key, a couple of dribbles to Brown on the wing. She'll drive to the baseline. He'll put the jumper. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound of the paint for Schechinger for Northwest. Outlet ahead to Stevens on the left side. She brings it to the top of the key. Now gives it to Marnin there. Marnin will work it right side, Nelson. Nelson to the free throw line. To the elbow left side for Matthews. Takes a dribble down low. Stevens to Marnin. Quick shot from six. Good for Maggie Marnin. Good ball movement there by Northwest. That ties the game at two. 17-15 to play in the first half. Veselovsky tries to get it to Lehman down low, but Schechinger able to go up after it, get the steal for Northwest. Gives it up to Stevens. Over to the left side on the wing, stops there, brings it top of the key, gets a screen from Marnin. Now gives it to her up top. Marnin takes a dribble. Thought about the long shot to Matthews instead on the right side. Kick out for Stevens. Back into Matthews on the block. Posting up against Edwards, takes a dribble, kicks it back out for Stevens. Stevens into the lane, spins with it, wants the shot, goes up with the underhanded layup, pushed by Brown. So Stevens will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. First on Brown, second team foul against Fort Hays State. And Monique Stevens to the line, where she is a 63% shooter this year. 16:47 to play in the first half. Stevens' first free throw is good. So the Bearcats with a 3-2 lead. Ashley Thayer into the lineup, taking the place of Ashley Nelson. Thayer, a 5'8 senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Second one for Stevens. Bounces around but goes. So Stevens got them both. Gives Northwest a 2-point lead. Some pressure in the backcourt from the Bearcats as Veselovsky takes the inbound. Brings it up with Stevens in front of her. Schechinger wants to trap, but a pass ahead to Keezer right side keeps that from happening. Out of Veselovsky between the circles. Edwards down the left side of the lane. Up with the runner. High off the glass. No good. Rebound Lehman. The follow is good for Kate Lehman. Lehman with all four Fort Hays State points. Score tied. 16-26 to play in the first half. Stevens to the right wing for Thayer. Fake to pass inside, goes to Marnin, up with a 16-footer just off the elbow. It's no good, hits the top of the backboard and comes down off the rim a couple of times. And then on the chase for the loose ball, a foul against Ashley Thayer as she tried to get the basketball from Beth Veselovsky. And that'll be the first on Thayer, first against Northwest. Full court pressure here from the Cats. Brown with it in the backcourt. She'll bring it up against Stevens, right side of the floor. Pass ahead for Edwards. Edwards into the lane. Goes up with the shot. No good, but she draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line. Edwards, one of those players that plays much bigger than her body size.
Yeah, she certainly does, and we saw that last weekend in the matchup. She's only at 6 feet, junior out of Crete, Nebraska, but plays a lot inside and really has made it tough on teams trying to match up with her.
Hits the first of two free throws. The foul was called on Timber Schechinger. The first on Schechinger. Second against Northwest. It's 5-4 Fort Hays lead. Second free throw is also good. So Edwards hits both. Brings Hays back to a 2-point lead with 16 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens with it in the backcourt. Brings it up against Kai Brown. Now in the center circle. To the high post for Matthews. Over to the left side, tried to go to Stevens, tipped away by Lehman, goes into the backcourt, chased down by Stevens. She'll bring it across the timeline. 9 on the shot clock, bumped as she tries to dribble to the left side, and Brown will be called for her second foul. Two of the three Fort Hays State fouls have been called against Kai Brown.
And that last one, I'm not sure, is a very good foul, just way out on the perimeter trying to do something where we didn't have much chance even to do much against Stevens that time, and gets to head over to the bench because of picking up that second.
Top of the key, Ashley Nelson dribbles over to the left side, down the lane. Wanted to go to Thayer in the corner, not there, now to Marnin. Down on the block for Matthews, takes a dribble, spin move. Can't get a shot off, now double team, gets it out to Stevens. Top of the key, Thayer, over to the left side, Nelson in the corner. 10 on the shot clock, Nelson brings it up to the wing, right side Stevens. Goes on the drive, in the lane, the runner knocked away from behind by Keezer. Ball loose, pops up in the air, almost went in, and it's picked up by Marnin to Matthews, and the shot clock violation there. And I think the ball had hit the rim when it popped up in the air. It looked like it grazed the rim. Coach Kellogg making the same point, and the official says, no, it's a shot clock violation.
I'm not sure it was a shot when it hit the rim, but I do think it did hit that rim.
So Edwards takes the inbound for Fort Hays State, 6-4 the lead for the Tigers. Slosky takes the pass across the timeline. They are there defensively and out of the top of the key. To Edwards between the circles. Lob pass goes inside for Lehman. And Nelson picks it up, tries to save it inbounds. Edwards with the shot, hits it, and draws the foul on Marnin. So a three-point play chance coming up for Caitlin Edwards. First foul on Marnin, third against Northwest. And Edwards will go to the free throw line after a timeout. 14:55 to play in the first half, 8-4. Fort Hays State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, our doubleheader here tonight, 8-4 the lead for Hays. And they'll have a chance to build on that coming out of the timeout. Edwards will step to the free throw line for one opportunity after drawing a foul on Maggie Marnin while hitting a shot just prior to the timeout. Edwards already 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And this one off the back of the rim. Nelson with the long rebound for Northwest. Gets it between the circles for Stevens. She'll dribble across the timeline over to the left side at the elbow for Marnin. Out to the right, Stevens. Double team, gets it underneath, Marnin with a dribble, kick out left corner, Thayer. Thayer with a dribble, back into Marnin. Marnin, back top of the key, Stevens with it there. 9 on the shot clock, Stevens to the right side for Matthews. Now to Nelson. Nelson over to the left, Stevens, a dribble, up with the one-handed shot off the back of the rim. Marnin, the rebound for Northwest. Over to the left side, Nelson on the wing. Inside to Marnin. Marnin takes a dribble, Buslowski comes in, nearly knocked it loose, into the right corner for Thayer. She goes on the drive. Up with the left-handed shot. No good off the backboard. Rebound for Lehman for Fort Hays State. Outlet to Buslowski. On to the left side. It goes for Carrie-Ann Shaw. Shaw to Edwards on the baseline. Back out to Shaw. Inside for Lehman. Goes up with the shot. No good. But Kate Lehman draws a foul. She'll head to the free throw line and shoot two. Maggie Marnin picks up her second for Northwest.
Big foul there. Northwest needs to have their bigs inside out on the floor against players like Lehman. Lehman at 6'4 and has those long angular arms and really makes it tough inside.
Free throw by Lehman is good. She's a 66% free throw shooter. We'll get a second opportunity as Alexis Bay takes the place of Maggie Marnin in the Bearcat lineup. Second free throw for Lehman is up and good. 6 points now for Kate Lehman. 10-4, Fort Hays State with the lead. Into the lineup now is Tara Inglesby, a 6'1 junior from Wamego, Kansas, had 12 points against Northwest last Wednesday in Hayes. Stevens gets a pass from Matthews just across the timeline. Dribbles with it out in the center circle. Spins to the top of the key. Gives it up for Bay. To the right side, Stevens. Inside to Matthews. Matthews tries to spin and a foul on Caitlin Edwards, who was leaning on the back of Annie Matthews. I really think if they go after Edwards with Matthews, they got a chance to get her into some foul trouble.
Yeah, Matthews has a little bit of quickness, and when she posts up, she's very tough. But she can go either to the right or left inside and makes it tough on Edwards.
Nelson will bring it up to the wing. Top of the key for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble over to the left side for Thayer. Thayer gets it to Nelson at the free throw line. 15-footer is off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped, and Edwards will come down with it for Fort Hays State. Outlet to Buslovsky, left side. Starts a drive, kicks it out to Shaw, and out of the right for Edwards. Onto the wing for Taylor Chandler. Chandler will bring it back to Buslovsky. Over to Chandler on the right wing. Top of the key. Inglesby, back right. 11 on the shot clock and away from the ball. Monique Stevens knocked to the floor, and I think this is going to be against Edwards.
Yeah, I think so.
And it is. So a second foul on Caitlin Edwards, and this one away from the ball, just trying to get open. 15 foul, and this will get Kelsey Sorensen into the lineup and Edwards to the sideline.
Another case where Stevens is kind of a pest out there, and Edwards, I think, trying to get away from her, just kind of gave her a little bit of a shove and sent Stevens to the floor.
So Northwest with the basketball down 10-4. 13 minutes to play in the first half. Meredith Scott into the lineup for Northwest. Took the place of Stevens, so Thayer runs the point. Nelson with it, top of the key. Bounce pass into Matthews. Got around Sorensen. Shot blocked away by Inglesby. She saves it in bounds. Gets it for Chandler. Across the timeline, ahead to the baseline, left for Shaw. Shot fake. Now the shot on the way, and it's good for Carrie-Ann Shaw. First 2 points for Shaw and a timeout for Northwest. And after the very early going was kind of promising for the Cats, the last few minutes of this game, Hayes has put together a run, 8-0 run as we speak.
And just doing it very impressively, just working out of their offense. That time they got a little bit out of the transition there, but most of it's been out of the half court and doing a very good job of running their offense. And Northwest, on the other hand, struggling from the field and to a certain degree just struggling trying to get a shot off. They're 1 of 10 on field goal attempts so far, and they haven't tried a 3 at this point, so just not in the rhythm offensively against a very good Fort Hays State team.
12-4 the lead for Hayes. 12:41 to play in the first half. Northwest with the ball. There will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Gets a screen from Bay in the backcourt, trying to get away from Chandler. Now there between the circles with it. Over to the right wing with the dribble. Down to the corner for Scott. Scott will bring it up to the wing, looking inside for Bay. Lobs it into her. The ball tipped by Inglesby, and it's picked up by Chandler. So another Bearcat turnover. That's already the fourth of the first half. Now inside to Inglesby, knocked away, and Northwest turns it right back over. Alexis Bay came up with it. Hits the outlet on the left side for Thayer. She brings it up the sideline, now to the top of the key. Into Matthews on the block. Matthews double team, goes up with a shot, got it to go. Matthews got away from the double team to get her first 2 points of the game, and it's a 12-6 lead for Fort Hays State. Tigers with it. Now a double dribble by Carrie-Ann Shaw. Thought about a pass inside to Inglesby and then thought otherwise, but had already brought the offhand up. So that will give it back to Northwest. Kate Lehman checks back into the lineup for Fort Hays State along with Kai Brown.
Fifth turnover for Fort Hays State. They took advantage of the last turnover. See if they can do it again as they bring the ball down the floor.
Timber Schechinger back into the game for Northwest. There. To the high post, left Schechinger, out to the right for Thayer on the wing. Top of the key, Schechinger gets a screen from Bay. The three is off the back of the rim. Schechinger chases down the rebound left wing, but it's taken by Chandler. One-on-one with Nelson the other way. Chandler up with the shot, no good. Rebound on the backside for Brown, for Hayes. To the free throw line, Lehman, a 16-footer on the way, bounces high off the back of the rim and falls for Lehman. That's 8 for Kate Lehman, and it's a 14-6 lead for Hayes. Northwest with the basketball, 11-11 to play in the first half. Thayer takes a pass from Bay out between the circles. Dribbling toward the right side, expires the dribble. Now over to Bay on the left, just inside the arc. Top of the key for Scott. Fakes on the three, goes on the drive. Over to Bay, up with the shot, good to go. The drive by Scott drew the defense from Lehman, and Bay hits the shot for Northwest, making it a 14-8 game. Fort Hays State with the lead. Brown between the circles with it. Over to the right side on the wing for Sorensen. Back up to Brown. She'll dribble over to the left side. Gets it top of the key. Inglesby tries to go inside for Lehman. Bay knocks it away. Goes to the floor after the loose ball. Holds on to it with one hand. Tried to keep it away from Sorensen and get a pass ahead. It's knocked out of bounds off of the shin of Timber Schechinger. So Hayes catches a break there on a near steal by Bay.
He did a great job fronting Lehman inside. Made that entry pass a little bit tough. Was able to knock it away.
Brown between the circles. Over to the right side, Sorensen. Sorensen being pressured by Thayer. Tried to throw a skip pass, and Schechinger comes up with it. Out to Nelson. In transition. Bounce pass to Scott off the foot of Chandler and out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound on their own baseline, left side. Tracy Keyser back in the Hayes lineup. Takes the place of Sorensen. 10-16 to play in the first half. Really like to see Northwest take better advantage of Caitlin Edwards being on the sideline. Out top it goes to Nelson. Bounce pass into Bay. Bay double team. Lehman able to reach in and get a held ball. And a possession arrow will give it to Northwest. 10-11 to play in the first half. Thayer to inbound for the Cats. Thayer still looking. And a lob out between the circles. Nelson over to Bay on the right side. Out beyond the arc to the top of the key for Scott. Tried to get it to Thayer. She was cutting toward the basketball behind her, but she tips it back to Scott, who goes on the drive. Stripped to the basketball. It goes out of bounds underneath, and it will belong to Fort Hays State. 9:58 to play in the first half, 14-8. Hays with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
Back out to Bearcat Arena, 14-8. The Fort Hays State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 9:58 to play in the first half. That's got a big call when Caitlin Edwards picked up her second one several minutes ago, and she's been on the bench ever since, but Cats really haven't made a big move with her on the bench.
No, and I think Fort Hays has been getting some good play regardless inside, even with Edwards out, so we'll have to see if Fort Hays can continue to get that type of play inside, but I think, again, if Northwest works it in there, they've got some advantages with especially Matthews out there.
Ty Brown with it in the backcourt for the Tigers. Brings it up against Monique Stevens. Over to the left side, Chandler on the wing. Back to Brown, middle of the floor. She works it over to the right side. Keyser on the sideline, top of the key, Brown. Gets a screen from Chandler, goes on the drive. The runner in the paint off the back of the rim. Rebound for Nelson, who blocked out two Fort Hays State players. Stevens ahead to Bay, running the floor. Bay tripped up as she catches the pass, and it will now be pushed out of bounds, but a foul on Timber Schechinger trying to get after that loose ball, and Hays will get it back. Schechinger called for her second. It's the fifth team foul against Northwest, and Hayes will inbound against full court pressure. Keyser takes the inbound, gives it back for Chandler. And Chandler will bring it up to the left side of the floor with Meredith Scott there defensively. Chandler out to Brown in the center circle, just in front of Stevens. Dribbles with it between the circles, now to the right, top of the key, Inglesby. Over to the left side, the pass tipped. It goes by Chandler and out of bounds on the near side, and it will belong to Hayes. With Annie Matthews coming back in the lineup for Northwest. Schechinger to the sideline. Beth Bislovsky checks back in for Fort Hays State. Inbound to the wing. Keyser left open. Takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. Matthews with the rebound. Gives it up for Stevens. Stevens stumbles as she gets to midcourt, but able to keep her feet. Now between the circles. On to the left side for Matthews. Matthews over to the right for Scott. Onto the wing. Gets it for Bay. Out top, Nelson. Matthews over to the left. Stevens up top for Bay. Bay with eight on the shot clock. Drives down the lane. Steps out. Slips. Gets it to Scott. Inside to Matthews. Tried to dribble it. Goes off the foot of Inglesby. Right to Kai Brown. Brown will bring it to the top of the key. Over to the right side, Bislavsky. Now back to Brown. It was tipped loose, but she'll chase it down. Gets a screen from Inglesby to Bislavsky right side. Back to Brown. Now over to the left for Keiser. Top of the key, Lehman. On to Bislavsky right side. She brings it top of the key to the left elbow. Out to Keiser. Left wing three on the way, and it's nothing but net for Tracy Keiser.
20-point field goal, Tracy Keiser.
Keiser with her 25th three of the season. She leads Hayes in that category, and it's a 17-8 lead for Fort Hays State. Bay into the left corner. Merity Scott takes a three, and that's good. Scott gets her first points of the evening, and Northwest needed that shot. Makes it a 6-point game. Hayes with a lead in the ball. Brown on the left wing. Gives it up for Keiser. Right back up to Brown. Lob in for Lehman. She comes down with it. Bay knocks it away as Lehman goes up with the shot, but Alexis Bay will be called for her first foul. And it will send Kate Lehman back to the free throw line to shoot two for Fort Hays State.
Bay's been doing a good job by really fighting inside and trying to keep the ball away from Lehman. And a couple times they've tried to get it inside where she's fronted her, made it tough. That time, the entry pass just right on the money for Lehman.
First free throw for Lehman is off the back of the rim. Carrie Ann Shaw checks back in for Fort Hays State. Takes the place of Tara Inglesby. And Lehman will get a second free throw. And that one is up and good. She hit one of two on that trip. 9 points for Kate Lehman, leading all scorers, 18-11, the lead for Fort Hays State. 7:40 to play in the first half. Stevens across the timeline with it. Over to the right side on the wing for Scott. Scott, top of the key, Nelson. Back over to Scott, right wing. Inside to Bay. She squares, looks to the bucket, brings it up to the high post with a dribble. Gives it to Stevens, top of the key. Over to the right wing, 6 on the shot clock, bounce pass into Bay. Bay with the shot around Lehman, no good. Lehman with the rebound for the Tigers. Outlet to Bislavsky, ahead to Brown, left wing, in transition, 15-foot shot, no good. Rebound and follow, Keiser won't go. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds on the baseline, and it will belong to Fort Hays State. So an inbound on the baseline right for the Tigers, and Caitlin Edwards checks back in for Hayes. And again, you've got her against Annie Matthews. I would say on the other end, when she's playing defense, you go right after her.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Keiser takes the inbound into the corner of Bislavsky. She goes on the drive, up with the runner. It's no good, but a foul call will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. This one is going to go against Alexis Bay. That'll be the second on Bay. Bislavsky to the line. She doesn't get there too often, but is a 75% shooter from there. And her first free throw in and out. Taylor Chandler back in for the Tigers. Takes the place of Kai Brown. And a second free throw coming for the freshman out of Dwight, Nebraska. And that one is good. First point of the game for Bislavsky. 19-11. Hayes with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Bay dribbles it across the timeline with the guards covered. Now hands it for Stevens between the circles. Works it over to the right side for Scott on the wing. Out to the free throw line. Bay goes on a drive against Lehman. Shot no good, but she draws the foul against Kate Lehman. That'll be the first on Lehman. 16 foul against Hayes. And two opportunities for Alexis Bay at the free throw line.
Hayes giving Northwest some good minutes here in the first half.
Bay 22 of 30 at the free throw line. First one is good. Having to come into the lineup when Maggie Marnin picked up her second foul. And a second free throw coming up for Bay. That one is up and good. So Bay hits both free throws. 4 points in the ball game for her. And it's a 19-13 game. Fort Hays State with the lead in the ball. Chandler in the backcourt. Stevens there defensively. Chandler speeds across the timeline. Now loses the dribble. Nobody really knocked it away. It must have been tipped by Nelson as it was heading out of bounds, and she tried to pick it up because Hayes will inbound on the baseline right. Bislavsky will trigger it in to the right side. Keiser goes on a drive, spins, up with the underhanded layup. No good. Rebound for Bay. Outlet to Stevens. Long pass ahead for Scott. Scott against Lehman, or Edwards, goes up and hits the shot. Merritt E. Scott with five. Edwards had to back off a bit with a couple of fouls, and it's a four-point game. In the left corner, Keezer puts up a three. It's off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Ashley Nelson for Northwest. Chance to make this a one- or two-point game for the Cats. 6:10 to play in the first half. Stevens between the circles. To the high post for Bay at the left side. Shot fake, dribble, shot up. Good for Alexis Bay. That's six for Bay. 19-17, Fort Hays State with the lead and the ball. 5:54 to play in the first half. Veselovsky between the circles. Right side for Keezer. Keezer will bring it between the circles to Chandler. Now to the free throw line. Edwards goes on a drive. Up with the shot high off the glass, and it's good for Caitlin Edwards. Six for Edwards. 21-17. Hayes with the lead. Bearcat basketball down the left side of the lane goes Stevens. Kicks it out right side for Scott. Up with the three from the wing. Off the front of the rim. Edwards tips the rebound. Chased down by Keezer, who gets the outlet to Veselovsky. Out of the right side, Chandler lobs it in for Lehman. Lehman up with the shot, and that one is good for Kate Lehman. It's 11 for Lehman, and the lead back up to 6 for Hayes, just like that. Stevens brings it across the timeline. Works with it between the circles. Over to the right side for Scott. Lobs it to Matthews. She can't handle the pass, and Edwards comes up with the steal. Gives it up to Veselovsky. Over to the right side for Chandler. Dribbles with it on the wing. Out to Veselovsky between the circles right. Inside to Edwards. Lob down for Lehman. Shot on the way. No good, but Bay will be called for her third foul. And Lehman will go back to the free throw line to shoot two for Hayes. Lehman 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and her two attempts on this trip down will come after a timeout. 4:47 to play in the first half. 23-17 the lead for Fort Hays State over Northwest Missouri State's women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 23-17, the Fort Hays State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:47 to play in the first half. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Ashley Thayer and Timber Schechinger check back into the Northwest Missouri State lineup. Kate Lehman steps up to the free throw line for Fort Hays State, coming out of the timeout with two opportunities coming her way. Fouled by Alexis Bay just before the break. First free throw by Lehman is good. 12 points in this first half for Lehman. She averages 16 a game as the team leader in scoring. Fourth in the conference in scoring this week. Hits the second free throw as well. And now we'll head to the sideline as Tara Inglesby checks in.
So far in this matchup, Northwest has held their own on the boards, only being out-rebounded by a couple. And in the Northwest bench, they're only doing a good job outscoring at Fort Hays State, 11-1 off the bench.
25-17 the lead for the Tigers. To the high post, Schechinger at the right elbow. Brings it over to the left side, down the lane, up with the shot, no good. Rebound tipped. Inglesby down with it for Hayes. Ahead on the left side for Chandler. She brings it to the wing, to the baseline for Edwards, guarded by Schechinger. On the drive, up with a shot, off the glass, no, rebound for Nelson. Nelson with a long pass ahead for Thayer, taken away. Chandler with the steal. She's across the timeline with it, one-on-one with Nelson, stops, spins, kicks it out to Kai Brown, right side. Top of the key for Sorensen. Over to Brown. Back on the right wing with 4:05 to play in the first half. Brown on to the left for Sorensen. Inside Edwards. Edwards with a couple of dribbles. Goes up with a shot blocked by Schechinger. Rebound Nelson. Outlet goes to Stevens. Under 4 minutes to play in the half, and Stevens brings it up the floor for Northwest. Matthews, right of the key, beyond the arc. Now to Thayer on the wing. Top of the key, Schechinger. Open, a three on the way. In and out, won't go. Rebound tipped in the corner. Brown saves it inbounds right to Stevens. Stevens to the right for Nelson. Inside, Matthews. Matthews spins, up with the shot. Good for Andy Matthews.
A great mismatch inside with Chandler. Chandler at 5'5", and Matthews at 5'10", was able to post up and knock it down.
6-point Fort Hays State lead. Edwards on the right side, up with the jumper, no good. Nelson with the rebound on the run. She'll push it in transition, 3-on-3, into Matthews. Spins after a dribble. Shot good, but they're going to call Andy Matthews with a travel. A late whistle there. I thought the travel happened before the dribble, but she got all the way through the move and the shot before the travel was called.
Yeah, I think there was a travel in that move, but I'm not sure exactly what point the official was calling the travel on, but overall I think probably got it right.
3:13 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State down by 6. Kai Brown with it on the right side for Fort Hays State. Gets it to Sorensen near the sideline. Bounce pass, tipped away, but picked up by Inglesby. Now ahead on the right side near the corner for Sorensen. Skips it across left, Veselovsky. Top of the key for Brown. 8 on the shot clock. Brown goes on the drive, throws up a wild shot, catches a big break. Is a foul call here against Northwest. We'll send her to the free throw line for 2. That'll be the second on Ashley Thayer. Ninth team foul against Northwest. And Brown, at the line, hits the first of 2. First point of the ball game for Kai Brown. Averages 5 a game for Hayes. Second one is up and good. The lead back to 8 for Hayes. 2:50 to play in the first half. 27-19, Hayes' lead. Stevens across the timeline, down the lane, goes up with the underhanded layup, and it's good for Monique Stevens. 4 points for Stevens. 6-point game. Hayes pushes it up the floor. Veselovsky to the top of the key. Down the lane. Into the corner. Sorensen. A three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Thayer tips the rebound out to Matthews. Ahead to Stevens. She's across the timeline with it. Over to the right side. Top of the key for Matthews. Matthews brings it over right. Wants to get rid of it. Does instead left side to Nelson. On the wing. Skip across to the right side. Stevens. Out to Matthews. Near the perimeter. She's on a drive. Kick out into the corner. Thayer up with a three. It's off the front of the rim. Inglesby with the rebound on the backside for Fort Hays State. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Ahead on the right side, Shaw with it for the Tigers. Gets it out to Brown, top of the key. Brown with a dribble and a 15-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Stevens. Northwest getting some stops defensively. Stevens has it tipped loose, but she scoops it out to Schechinger. Left side, Nelson. Pass inside, taken back by Hayes. And a timeout for Fort Hays State. Northwest Missouri State is creating some opportunities for themselves, just not taking advantage on the offensive end.
Yeah, a few too many turnovers there, and really I think one of the biggest differences, Fort Hays, by pounding the ball inside, their bigs, they've been getting to the free throw line, and that's really the difference here at Fort Hays State. 10 of 13 from the line. Northwest has only gotten to the line 4 times. They've hit all 4 of those, but they just haven't been getting to the line as often as Fort Hays State.
27-21, Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. 1:45 to play in the first half. And men's game coming up a little bit later on tonight here from Bearcat Arena. Both teams will be back here on Saturday afternoon as they face Washburn, just like they did last Saturday.
Just different venues last week to this week.
1:45 to go in this half. Meredy Scott and Denise McEnany check into the lineup for Northwest during the timeout. They'll get into some full court pressure here as Veselovsky looks to take the inbound pass. It has to come in to Sorensen. Gives it back for Brown. And Brown will bring it up the floor with a pass ahead to Sorensen. On to the left wing she goes. Dribbling against Stevens. Gets it between the circles. Veselovsky over to the right side on the wing. Out to the free throw line. Shaw down to Sorensen. Out to Brown. A three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Inglesby. Gets it out to Veselovsky. Top of the key for Sorensen. Inside to Inglesby. Tried to spin. Loses the ball. Veselovsky happens to pick it up. But she'll be called for a travel. And that will give it back to Northwest. Tracy Keezer and Taylor Chandler into the lineup for Hayes. Brown and Sorensen to the sideline for the Tigers. 1:18 to play in the first half, a six-point lead for Fort Hays State. Stevens in the backcourt with it, working against Chandler. Out between the circles with it. Still on the dribble. She tries to go left side for Schechinger. The pass overthrown, but Scott chases it down. Now to Schechinger. On the right side, Stevens. Into Matthews. Matthews with a dribble. A shot fake. Double team. Ball tipped away. Goes out of bounds. That is off of Chandler. And Northwest will inbound on the near sideline. 8 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 55 and a half seconds to play in the first half. Inbound from the near sideline comes from Merritt E. Scott. Scott into Matthews in the paint. Double teamed again. Kicks it out to Scott. Scott on the wing with a couple of dribbles to the free throw line. Chandler reaches in, gets a held ball, and a possession arrow will give it to Fort Hays State. 49 seconds to play in the half. Kate Lehman will check back in the lineup for the Tigers and take the place of Inglesby. 27-21, Hayes' lead. They've been able to keep Caitlin Edwards over on the sideline a lot of this first half to keep her from picking up that third foul. Chandler across the timeline, out to Bislowski. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Keezer over to the right side on the wing, Shaw. Top of the key, Bislowski on the drive, and she'll be called for a travel after a high dribble on her last dribble. And that will give it back to Northwest with 35 seconds to play in the half. Stevens takes the inbound with some pressure in the backcourt from Chandler. And a screen at midcourt from Schechinger gets Stevens across the timeline. Stevens out near midcourt, dribbling with it, and works it to the right side, now brings it to the left. On the wing for McEnany. Top of the key, Matthews. Matthews, wanting to get rid of it, does so left side. A three from Merritt E. Scott, and it's good for Scott. Second three for Scott. 8 points for her. Bislowski in the backcourt, five to play in the half. Gets it to midcourt, a half-court shot way too early. And that leaves 2 seconds for Northwest as Chandler heaved it up from midcourt. And the Bearcats will have a chance at a last-second shot, although they're not going to take it. The inbound comes to Stevens, and she just stands there with the basketball. So they'll go to the halftime locker room with a 27-24 Fort Hays State lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 27-24. Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State in the women's matchup of this doubleheader. And, John, I really think that this game could be a lot worse in Northwest's case. They didn't really have a great half of basketball, but still obviously within shot of this one.
Yeah, Fort Hays State really hasn't taken advantage of quite a few opportunities, and they struggled from the field in the last 5 minutes of the half. They didn't score a field goal. They were getting all their scoring at the free throw line. Though Northwest committing 12 turnovers, a few too many, and Fort Hays State scoring 11 points off those turnovers. You look at that, and getting to the free throw line, where Fort Hays State's 10 of 13 from the line, and that's really the difference in the game right now. Northwest doing a much better job on the boards than what they've done in the the last meeting, and it's really showing that they're getting some opportunities offensively, and offensively just not converting quite as much as they would like. But as you say, right now, down 27-24 at halftime, I have to feel pretty good about what could be ahead for them in the second half.
And really, a lot of the struggles Hayes is having offensively, you have to attribute partially at least to the defense that Northwest is playing, and maybe they're focusing too much on that end. Who knows? But they are playing good defense, and that's what's keeping them in the game.
Yeah, they've been physical inside. They picked up a few fouls because of that, but as Martin got into some early foul trouble, and then Bay coming in her place, picked up three fouls out of the half, but you kind of have to be a little physical with the big girls for Fort Hays State, and it's made it a little bit tough on them inside and where they haven't been scoring what you would expect. And even though Northwest has picked up a few fouls, they've put the clamps a little bit on Fort Hays State inside.
27-24, the lead for Hayes at the half. When we come back, we'll talk about the men's matchup that takes place a little bit later on this evening between Northwest and Fort Hays State. We'll have that chat with Austin Meyer right after this. You're listening after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out of Bearcat Arena at halftime of the women's matchup, 27-24. Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. A little bit later on, the men's game takes place. Joining us now, Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. And Austin, I know it was kind of a tough week last week, but as you try to move forward, with this week being a Fort Hays State Washburn week, just like last week, is it, I mean, obviously you want to move away from the games from last week, but since you're playing the same opponents, you kind of really can't do that. So how much different is it preparing for the same teams and the same week, basically?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're not really used to, but I think as far as, you know, as far as scouting reports go, it's pretty fresh in your mind because you just did it, you know, you just did it a week ago. Obviously, they can say the same thing, too, so I don't know if it really gives you an advantage. But, you know, I think having the taste in our mouth from not being able to get it done down there is big, and obviously we know how big of a game it is. You know, we got five games left. You know, we're a game behind them. They're in first place. So I think, you know, just it's a huge game, and getting four out of five at home obviously helps, but we need to protect our home floor and play well.
When you talk about Fort Hays State and having played them just a week ago, what sticks out in your mind from that game? Obviously no major change. It was only a one-point game, but what tweaks might need to be made?
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, I think as far as, you know, just executing, I think offensively and defensively. Defensively, there's a couple times, you know, they have a couple just knockdown shooters. And when you're guarding a shooter, you know, you got to trail screens. We call it piggyback screens, trail screens, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, you got to get on the guy's hip and chase him off screens. Otherwise, you start going through screens, that's when guys will fade and get open looks, and that's where you get screened. So there's a couple times we didn't do it. We didn't trail shooters, and they hit, I think they had, you know, 9 points on those situations right there. In a one-point game, obviously three threes is pretty big. But defensive rebounding, getting blockouts, rotations, you know, we trapped them a little bit. And we didn't always have rotations out of it. And those are just things that we work on every day that we got to be focused and locked in on and execute it today.
When you talk about playing at home versus playing at somebody else's place, How big of a difference does it make being on your home floor?
I think it does. Number one, you're playing on your rims, the ones you've been shooting on, the ones you shoot on every day. You like your home crowd. You hope that gives you a little more energy as well, that you don't necessarily get on the road. I think officiating wise, I think you get some more calls at home. It's just natural. You see it all at every level. So I think those three factors come into play. I don't think we've been great at home so far this year. I think with Dylan out the last couple home games, we were able to obviously squeak those out, and hoping to have him play a little bit tonight, and obviously that's huge for us. But we need to play well tonight and kind of hopefully get some momentum, going forward.
With a guy like Dylan Starzl, even if he's just coming back, obviously not going to be 100% back to where he was before the injury, but just having him out on the floor, can that make a difference?
Oh, definitely. Even if he's out there for, let's say he only gets out there 10 minutes, it gives other guys breathers, Kozad and Schlake, where they don't have to be out there the whole time. And obviously, as far as Dylan goes, he's probably our best post defender. He's probably our best rebounder. So probably I think he was our leading scorer before he went out. There's a lot of things he brings to the table, and that's not even talking about his leadership out there on the floor. So I feel like we've had guys step up. But it's only going to make us stronger when he's back in the lineup.
We saw good scoring nights from D'Angelo Haley and Grant Kozad in that matchup last week. How important is it to have the same guys perform well, or do you need other guys to step up just to kind of throw in a little bit of a different look?
Yeah, it'd be nice to have those guys clicking again and then get, kind of everybody else up to that level as well. Because obviously if we're clicking and we're going, we're tough to beat. And I think, we just got to come out and play kind of attack mode and play. I think sometimes we get locked into, we're almost robotic out there, and we just need to go play and play with confidence. And do the job on both ends of the floor.
Craig Nicholson, their point guard, although just a freshman, pretty dynamic player.
Yeah, he's very tough, and we knew going into it he's going to be tough, and he's really good off ball screens. He's similar to Sean. He's really good at refusing ball screens. He's good at splitting ball screens and making plays for other guys. So, the key, we didn't do a very good job of getting through screens on him. And just guarding him, because he makes the other guys on that team so much better. He gets shots for their shooters, and I think it all starts with him. If he gets in a gut and can make things happen, they're really tough to beat. But if you can guard him, keep him in front, not give him those lanes, we'll be better off.
All right, Coach, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they'll match up with Fort Hays State a little bit later on this evening, as we are at the half of the women's game. It's a 27-24 lead for Fort Hays State over Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll look at some of the numbers from the first half. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. 90% of first-year students at Northwest Missouri State University rate their experience as good or excellent, and 87% of seniors said they would choose Northwest again if they could start over their college career. The figures, which are among the findings in the 2012 National Survey of Student Engagement, represent a continuation of what Northwest students have been saying for several years. Northwest consistently outperforms its peers and national groups in student satisfaction.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 27-24, the lead for Fort Hays State over the Northwest Missouri State women. Looking at totals from the first half of this one, Northwest with their leading scorer coming off the bench tonight, Meredy Scott with 8 points. She was 2 of 3 on three-pointers, 3 of 5 from the field overall, and she helped Northwest to 14 bench points. Matter of fact, the top two scorers for Northwest so far, both coming off the bench. Alexis Bay has 6 points. 2 of 3 from the field and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. The Bearcats getting those 14 points off the bench. Just 2 points off the bench for Fort Hays State in the first half. 4 points apiece for Monique Stevens and Annie Matthews, and 2 points for Maggie Marnin in the first half for Northwest. Marnin played just 6 minutes in the first half, mainly because of picking up a couple of early fouls. On the other side, 13 points out of Kate Lehman. She hit all four shot attempts she took from the field, was 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Also has a game-high 6 rebounds so far in this one. 6 points out of Caitlin Edwards. Edwards only played 11 minutes of the first half, sitting a lot more time than what she would have because of a couple of fouls. Also, 3 points out of Tracy Keezer. Hit the only 3-pointer in the first half for Fort Hays State. A couple of points out of Kai Brown. She was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. A couple of points as well from Carrie Ann Shaw. Shaw with the only bench scoring for Fort Hays State in the first half. And 1 point for Beth Bislowski, who went 1 of 2 at the free throw line with a couple of assists for Fort Hays State. The team numbers, Northwest Missouri State, 9 of 25 from the field, that's 36%. 2 of 6 from three-point range and hit all 4 of their free throws. Monique Stevens and Alexis Bay, the only 2 to go to the free throw line for the Bearcats in the first half. On the other side for Fort Hays State, they were 8 of 25 from the field, that's good for 32%. 1 of 7 from three-point range and 10 of 13 at the free throw line. Northwest did out-rebound Hays 18-16 in the first half, but the Bearcats with 12 turnovers, that turned into 11 Fort Hays State points. 8 turnovers for Hays, and Northwest was able to turn that into 7 points. So it all adds up to a 3-point lead for Fort Hays State here at the half, 27-24 over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you ready for the second half. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
We're back out at Bearcat Arena with a 3-point lead for the Fort Hays State women here at the half. And in the first matchup, it was a 1-point game. Northwest had the lead at Hays a week ago, 26-25 at the half. So very similar number in terms of scoring. A matter of fact, total number of points, it's exactly the same, but it's a 3-point lead for Fort Hays State. So hopefully with the road team leading in both games, the results also in the same, and the fact that the home team comes up with the win. The Cats are going to have a hard second half here against Hays as they come out with their starting lineup of Timber Schekinger, Monique Stevens, Annie Matthews, Maggie Martin, and Ashley Nelson. Hays still over on the sideline, hearing from their head coach, Tony Hobson, before heading out for the second half. And for Hays, they're starting 5 of Beth Bislowski, Kai Brown, Caitlin Edwards, Tracy Keezer, and Kate Lehman. Same starting 5 that they had at the beginning of the ball game as well. Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They'll work right to left here at Bearcat Arena. Stevens takes the inbound in the backcourt, brings it across the stripe, works it to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson with a bounce pass into Matthews, double teamed. Takes a dribble, kicks it out left side, Schekinger, inside to Marnin. Marnin out to the right side for Stevens, into Matthews. Matthews will bring it out on the wing with the dribble, hand it for Nelson there. Now to the top of the key, Marnin gives it back to Nelson, takes a dribble, ball knocked away, she'll chase it down. 6 on the shot clock, left side, Schekinger. Schekinger inside to Marnin, knocked away, Keezer comes up with a loose ball, Lehman was the one who tipped it loose. Edwards with it on the left side, out to Keezer on the wing, shot fake from 3, takes a dribble, takes a 3, it's short, Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Pass ahead to Nelson on the right side, gives it to Stevens, Stevens to Matthews, top of the key. Matthews works it over to the right, gets it on the wing for Marnin, inside to Schekinger, shot on the glass, no good, rebound tipped on the floor, Schekinger comes up with it, and we'll get it out to Stevens. Stevens on the drive, picks up the dribble, loses a handle on it, Bislowski up with the ball. She'll lead the break, going the other way, shot fake, goes up with the shot, off balance, and it sticks between the rim and the backboard. They'll go to the possession arrow, and that will give it to Fort Hays State. So Bislowski will inbound, baseline left, 18:52 to play. Neither team has scored in the early part of the second half. Edwards takes the inbound on the left wing, goes inside for Lehman. Out to the right, Keyser takes another three, and that one is good for Tracy Keyser. All six of her points have come from outside the arc, and it's a 30-24 lead for Hayes. Matthews gives it back for Stevens. Bounce pass into Marnin. Marnin with a dribble. Shot blocked by Lehman. Ball tipped by Edwards, who finally comes up with it, keeping it away from Annie Matthews. Out to Kai Brown on the left side. Up with a 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Lehman trying to come up with the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds on the baseline, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State off of Kate Lehman. Alexis Bay back on the floor for Northwest. Marnin to the sideline. Coach Kellogg chatting with Maggie Martin as she comes over and sits next to him on the bench. Now Stevens brings it up the floor, across the timeline with it, between the circles. Over to the right side for Matthews. Heels on the arc, gets it over to the left side for Nelson. Into the corner, Stevens, a three on the way, off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped around. Lehman tips it out of bounds on the baseline, so Northwest will inbound on the baseline right side. 18:01 to play. The inbound coming from Stevens. Looking in the lane. Now lobs it out top for Matthews. Nelson, a three-pointer on the way. That one's too strong. Rebound tipped around. Rebound Schechinger. Out to the left wing, Stevens. And a three. Good for Monique Stevens. 7 points for Monique Stevens. And it's a 30-27 game. Hayes with a lead. Edwards on the drive. Up with a shot. And she draws a foul. Alexis Bay will pick up her fourth. And that quickly we'll get Maggie Martin back in the lineup for Northwest.
Tough foul on Alexis. Went over there to try to cut off the baseline. Got there in time, but there was a little bit of contact there, and unfortunately Alexis picking up the foul.
Edwards at the line for two. She is 2 of 3 from there tonight. First one here off the left side of the rim. Tara Inglesby will check back in the lineup for Fort Hays State, take the place of Tracy Keyser. And Martin replaces Bay. 3-point game, Fort Hays State with the lead. And the second free throw is good for Edwards. So she hit one of the two. 7 points in the ball game for her. And the inbound to Martin, who will give it up for Stevens in front of Kai Brown for Northwest. 4-point game as Stevens brings it across midcourt, middle of the floor, over to the right side for Bay. Down to the corner for Schechinger. Out top of the key, Stevens. Stevens down the left side of the lane. Kick out Nelson. Quick three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Maslowski has the rebound tipped away by Stevens, who pulls it away from her. Now out to the wing for Nelson. Top of the key, Schechinger. Stevens on the right wing. Gives it up for Marnin there. Marnin, top of the key, Schechinger. Tries to drive, and now Stevens pushed to the floor, and I think this is going to be against Edwards. It would be the third on Caitlin Edwards, and it is. That's three on Edwards. First team foul against Fort Hays State. Taylor Chandler into the lineup for Hayes. Right now it looks like Coach Hobson going to stick with Edwards, at least for the moment.
Really all three of her fouls very similar with the push-offs.
Inbound on the left wing, a three for Schechinger, no good. Edwards with the rebound. She'll lead the break for Hayes. Dribbling to the top of the key. Slows up there, over to the left side for Brown. Brown back to Edwards. In the corner, shot fake, drive along the baseline, up with the shot blocked by Marnin, who knocks it out of bounds. So an inbound for Hayes on the baseline left. 16:51 to play. Brown will trigger it in for the Tigers. Looked for Edwards in the corner momentarily. Now lobs it in for Inglesby at the high post. Top of the key for Lehman. Lehman down to Inglesby, goes up with the shot. It's off the front of the rim. Matthews with the rebound. Matthews will dribble it up the right side with Stevens covered by Brown. Matthews across the timeline with it. Picks up the dribble. Now wants to get rid of it. Does to Stevens on the left side. Into the corner for Nelson. Out top of the key. Step up shot. Good for Maggie Marnin from 16. That's four for Marnin. And it's a 2-point game. Fort Hays State with the lead in the basketball. Brown left side near the midcourt stripe. Guarded by Nelson. Gets by her. To the elbow, kicks it out to Chandler, right wing. Inglesby, top of the key. Takes one dribble, bounce pass into Lehman. Nearly knocked away. Lehman out to Brown, out of the corner. Chandler with a three. That one's too strong. Rebound, chased down by Marnin as she beat Inglesby to the basketball. To Stevens, a three on one. Down to Schechinger, layup left, we're tied. Timber Schechinger with her first points, ties the game at 31. Just inside 16 minutes to play. Chandler will bring it across midcourt. Bounce pass to Edwards, top of the key. Over to the left, Inglesby. 12-footer on the way and good for Tara Inglesby. First points for her after she scored 12 against Northwest last week. And it's a two-point Hayes lead. Arn in between the circles. Hands it for Stevens. Goes on the drive into the corner, Nelson. Nelson on the drive. Up with a runner. No good, but a foul on Kai Brown. Be the third on Brown. Second team foul. And Nelson to the line with a chance to tie this game once again. And two free throws. Nelson hits 68% of her free throws. She comes into the week fifth in the MIAA in three-point field goal percentage. She's hitting 42% coming into tonight, and her first free throw is her first point of the night. Beth Veslovsky checks back into the lineup for Fort Hays State along with Tracy Keezer. Ashley Thayer will come in and play Monique Stevens for Northwest. Second free throw for Nelson, rattles out, rebound tipped out to Inglesby, who will get it to Veslovsky on the right side. She'll dribble with it between the circles. Over to the left side. Chandler inside to Lehman. Now to Inglesby. 17-footer on the way off the back of the rim. There with the long rebound for Northwest. Brings it up the left side of the floor. Chandler tried to knock it away. Thayer saves it inbounds. Nelson going after it. Chandler dove. Didn't get it. Nelson now down to the baseline. Marnin. Marnin drives on Lehman. Kicks it over to Matthews. Shot good for Annie Matthews. And she draws the foul. A three-point play opportunity for Annie Matthews as the Bearcats take a one-point lead.
Strong start to this second half.
It's the second foul on Kate Lehman. And Matthews steps up with one chance at the free throw line. She's got 6 points. And the free throw off the back of the rim. Lehman with the rebound for Hayes. Outlet goes to Veslovsky. 34-33, Northwest Missouri State on top. Inside 15 minutes to play. Long pass to Keezer in the right corner. One dribble up to the wing. Now double team. Gets it to Chandler. She drives. Down low to Inglesby. Pass off her hands and out of bounds. Northwest will have it out of a timeout. 34-33. Northwest Missouri State's women with a lead over Fort Hays State. 14:43 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 34-33. The Northwest women take the lead over Fort Hays State after trailing by three at the half. A solid start to the second half. Let's see if they can maintain it for the full 20 minutes.
And one of the things they're continuing to do well is rebounding. Again, going into the ball game, we talked about Coach Kellogg making a point that they had to improve on the boards compared to the first meeting right now. Northwest out rebounding Fort Hays State 27-22.
Northwest with the basketball. Matthews brings it up the floor for the Cats as Thayer is closely guarded by Taylor Chandler. Now Thayer will take it to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Nelson. Inside to Marnin. Out to the right Thayer. Back into Marnin. Squares. Goes up with a shot blocked by Lehman. Lehman up with the rebound as well. Gets it out to Chandler on the left side. Chandler across the timeline with a dribble. Between the circles to the top of the key. Over to the right side. Keezer. Shot fake. Dribble. Now up to Chandler. Back over to Keezer. Right corner. Brings it up to Chandler. Bounce pass into Lehman. Out to Keezer. Right wing. Back into Lehman. She squares with it. Goes with the dribble. Stumbles. And a foul call. And this will go against Maggie Marnin. That'll be the third on Marnin. We pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Right side, Veslovsky with it for Hayes, drives down to the baseline, goes up with a shot, knocked to the floor by Annie Matthews. missed the shot, but Matthews called for her first foul. We'll send Veselovsky to the free throw line to shoot two. Veselovsky, one of two at the free throw line so far, accounting for her only point of the game. 13:59 to play. First free throw here is good. Veselovsky, a 75% free throw shooter. Ties the game at 34. The second free throw gives Hayes a one-point lead. So she's got three. 35-34 Hayes. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. There in the backcourt. Brings it up the floor against Chandler once again. Brings it across the timeline in the center circle. Spins top of the key. Over to Matthews, right side. Just inside the arc. Gives it to Marnin, cutting down the lane. The shot no good. But Tara Inglesby will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Inglesby, fourth team foul against Hayes. And it sends Martin to the free throw line to shoot two.
Inglesby's played well tonight, getting quite a few minutes inside with Edwards being in foul trouble.
First trip to the line for Martin tonight. First free throw is good. Fifth point for Maggie Martin. Meredith Scott checks in. Take the place of Timber Schechinger. Scott came off the bench to lead the team in scoring in the first half with 8 points. Matter of fact, still leads the team in scoring. Second free throw good for Maggie Martin. 6 points for her, and it's a 36-35 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Full court pressure from the Bearcats. Inbound to Chandler. Across the timeline on the right side of the wing. Gets it out to Veselovsky between the circles. She brings it right, now back to the left. Onto the wing, Keiser. Up with the three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Inglesby. Between a couple of Bearcats to Edwards at the free throw line. Dribbles to the elbow underneath. Keiser wide open. Edwards finds her, and Keiser hits the shot. That's eight for her, and it's a 37-36 lead for Fort Hays State. Matthews brings it up the floor once again. She's had to do that a few times. Now the ball knocked away from her by Edwards. Edwards gets it out to Inglesby. Over to Veselovsky. Ahead on the right for Keiser. Out to Veselovsky between the circles. To Edwards. Edwards middle of the floor, thinking about the long shot. Instead gives it up for Keiser. Keiser on to the left side for Chandler. Looks into Inglesby, lobs it into her. And Meredith Scott coming over on the help side will be called for a foul just about a half step late. Coming over on the help side, that'll be the first on Meredith Scott. Fourth team foul against Northwest. Inglesby inbounding from the baseline right. Lobs it out to Edwards between the circles. Back to Inglesby. Right corner three on the way. Too strong. The air ball tipped by Edwards. She saves it inbounds to Chandler. Onto the right side for Veselovsky. Veselovsky with a bounce pass inside. Knocked away from Keiser by Matthews, who goes to the floor after it. We'll have a held ball here as Veselovsky was able to get down and get a hand on the basketball. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest. 37-36. Fort Hays State on top. 12:35 to play. Monique Stevens will check back into the Bearcat lineup, take the place of Ashley Nelson. Kate Lehman will replace Inglesby in the Hayes lineup. Carrie Ann Shaw will also check in. Shaw takes the place of Chandler. Inbound to Stevens. She'll bring it up against Veselovsky. Gets it ahead to Martin. Now hands it right back to Stevens across the timeline left side. Stevens between the circles with the dribble. Gets it to the high post left for Marnin. Now over to the right for Stevens. She's got it on the wing. Inside to Marnin. Open. Shot no good. May have been partially blocked by Lehman. The rebound tipped out to Veselovsky. She brings it up the left side of the floor. Kicks it over to the right. Keiser. A three on the way. It's short. The air ball saved inbounds by Shaw. It goes off of Thayer and out of bounds. Good hustle there by Carrie Ann Shaw to keep possession for Hayes. 12:06 to go. They'll have 20 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Veselovsky inbounding to the left side. Goes to Keiser. Now to Veselovsky in the corner. Gets it on the wing, Edwards. Edwards wants to drive with it. She goes up with the runner and an offensive foul on Caitlin Edwards. Ashley Thayer took the charge, and that'll be foul number four on Edwards.
Great job by Thayer, recognizing that Edwards was coming through the line, was able to slide over off that help side, get there in time, and draw the charge.
And Sorensen off the bench to check in, but did not get to the table in time. So Northwest with the basketball. Stevens out near the center circle. Guarded by Veselovsky. Over to the right side. Stevens dribbles to the wing. Bounce pass goes down low to Marnin, now to Matthews. Matthews on the drive. Edwards had to back off, but Matthews can't get the shot to go. Edwards with the rebound. Down the left side of the floor, lobs it in for Lehman. Shot won't go, knocked away, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. This one on Meredith Scott, and that'll be two on Scott. 15 foul against Northwest. And Lehman to the free throw line for two more. She's already 5 of 6 at the line, all those coming back in the first half. Right now a one-point Hayes lead. First free throw doubles that. 14 points now for Lehman. Sorensen into the ball game. Kai Brown also checks back in, taking the place of Bislowski. 11:31 to play. The second free throw for Lehman is off the back of the rim. And the long rebound chased down by Sorensen. Came all the way across the paint to get it. Now inside to Lehman. Lehman kicks it out to Brown between the circles. Then sets a screen for her. Brown on the drive. Up with the runner. Good off the glass for Kai Brown. That's four for Brown. 40-36. Fort Hays State on top. Northwest with a basketball. Stevens gets a screen from Marnin at midcourt. Now to the free throw line. Down the lane. Kicks it to Marnin at the elbow. 15-footer is too strong. Rebound for Keiser, who falls down trying to get through a double team. And we've got a foul call against Northwest. And Meredith Scott picks up her third. All three of those have come just in the last few minutes here for Northwest. And a timeout for the Cats. 11:01 to play. 40-36 the lead for Fort Hays State. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. The Northwest Missouri State football program added 34 players to their roster during this year's National Letter of Intent Signing Day. 21 of the players come from the state of Missouri, 5 from Iowa, 3 each from Nebraska and Illinois, and 2 from Kansas. This is the second signing class for head coach Adam Durrell, who describes it as one of the most complete that he's seen. The class includes two Maryville Spoofhounds, quarterback Jonathan Baker, and defensive lineman Caleb Mather. The Bearcats are coming off a 10-3 season last year, advancing to the NCAA Division II playoffs for the ninth straight season, the longest current streak in Division II.
40-36, Fort Hays State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 11:01 to play. Bearcats were back out on the floor rather quickly. I don't think there's a lot that Coach Kellogg feels they need to change. I think he just wanted to figure out a way to try to increase the intensity level for the team.
Yeah, well, it really appeared that he felt that intensity level you're talking about, that they came out in the second half to start with. It waned just a little bit, came over, and it's really encouraging him to really appear to get back out there and stay focused and stay intense and can continue to do some of the things that made them successful here in the second half.
Fort Hays State with the ball out of the break. Sorensen with it in the backcourt, pressured by Stevens. Gets it over to Kai Brown. They're there defensively. Now ahead to Sorensen, left side. Back out to Brown near midcourt. Brown will set the offense for the Tigers. Onto the right side for Shaw. Into the corner, Sorensen. Inside to Lehman. Lehman squares, tries to dribble. Scott knocked it away, but it goes to Sorensen. Down to the baseline. 15-footer. Good for Kelsey Sorensen. Sorensen with her first points of the ball game, and it's a 42-36 lead for Hays. Cross midcourt, Stevens, between the circles, picked up by Brown, dribbles over to the left side, wants to go to Thayer, gets it to her on the wing. Inside, Marnin with the dribble, an up and under move, on the left side, no good, but Lehman called for a foul. And that'll be the third on Kate Lehman, and it will send Maggie Marnin to the free throw line for two. Marnin hit a couple of free throws just a few minutes ago, trying to cut into a six-point Fort Hays State lead. Free throw by Marnin is good.
And with Lehman picking up her third foul, be important now, I think, to continue to pound it inside and see if we can get another foul or two on Lehman, with Edwards already with four.
Second free throw for Marnin is good. So she's 4 of 4 at the line, 8 points for Maggie Marnin. 6 of those have come in this second half. It's a 42-38 lead for Fort Hays State. Tigers also with the basketball. Brown brings it up against Thayer. Cross midcourt over to the right side. to Shaw on the wing, inside to Lehman, into the corner, Sorensen. Shot fake, out to Shaw on the wing. On to the left side for Brown, into the corner for Keezer. Back up to Brown between the circles. Keezer, now back to Brown. Seven on the shot clock. Brown lobs it into Lehman. Over to the right side, Shaw. Shaw with a couple of dribbles, and she collides with Thayer, who they call a charge there for the second time in this game. Draws a charge against a Fort Hays State player, and it brings us to a timeout. 42-38, Hayes with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 9:48 to play. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
42-38, Fort Hays State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. The Bearcats did have a couple of one-point leads earlier in the half. 9:48 to play in this one, and the Cats will have the basketball. Some full court pressure from Hayes. Inbound to Stevens. She gets a screen from Marnin, working against Kai Brown. Now into the front court between the circles to the top of the key for Thayer. Onto the right side, spins, gets it to the left elbow for Marnin. Lob pass down low for Matthews. Matthews gets it over to Sorensen, kicks it out right side, Stevens. Stevens backs it up top of the key, now tries to go on the drive, up with the shot off the glass. No, Lehman there for the rebound. Gets it out to Brown. 9:20 to go. Brown over to the right side. Keezer takes a three. That one in and out won't go. Rebound Shaw, followed by Shaw. No. This time Marnin has it. Brings it down and a held ball call. Possession arrow will give it to Fort Hays State. Inglesby and Chandler check back in for Fort Hays State. Shaw to the sideline along with Keezer. 9:11 to go. A four-point Fort Hays State lead. Inglesby with the inbound on the right side to Brown. Knocked away from her by Stevens. It goes into the Fort Hays State bench. So an inbound for the Tigers from there. Kelsey Sorensen steps out. Gets it in between the circles to Brown. Right side of the floor. Calls for a screen from Inglesby. Gets it. Now over to Inglesby on the right wing. Skip across to the left side. Chandler inside to Lehman. Knocked away. She dribbles with it. Goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound for Matthews. Outlet to Stevens on the left side. Stevens across the timeline against Chandler this time. Works it over to the left side of the floor. Gets it for Schechinger. Inside to Marnin. Marnin spins. Kicks it out there. Right side. Three on the way. That's off the right side of the rim. And the rebound. A foul against Northwest. Annie Matthews is going to be called for this one. And that's going to result in a one-and-one opportunity for Inglesby for Fort Hays State.
Coach Kellogg not real happy about that call.
That's the second foul against Annie Matthews. 17th foul against Northwest. So Ingles feet at the line for a one-and-one opportunity. She's an 84% free throw shooter, fourth in the conference in free throw percentage. Ashley Nelson back in for Northwest. There to the sideline. Free throw for Inglesby is good, so she'll get a second opportunity. Third point of the game for Tara Inglesby. Again, she had 12 against Northwest last Wednesday at home. Second free throw is also good. 44-38, the lead for Fort Hays State. Seems like six has been the number that Hays has been around with their lead most of the night. Stevens out near midcourt, 8.5 minutes to play. Brings it to the top of the key. Over to Nelson, left side. Inside to Marnin. Out to the right. Stevens takes a three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Matthews. Out of bounds as she kept it away from Inglesby. But Fort Hays State will get possession.
They pounded it in a couple times to Martin inside where she's been matched up with Lehman. I'd like to see Martin a time or two instead of kicking it back out to try to make a strong move to the bucket, maybe force another foul on Lehman.
Inbound taken by Nelson. Nelson goes up with a shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, goes out of bounds. It's off of Kelsey Sorensen, and it will belong to Northwest Missouri State. Good hustle there defensively by Nelson to get the steal for Northwest. Now the Cats trying to cut into the six-point Fort Hays lead. Inbound from Stevens. Over to the right side, Schechinger on the wing. Inside to Matthews. Guarded by Lehman. Kick out top of the key. Nelson on the drive to Marnin. Baseline left. 10-footer is too strong. Lehman will chase down the rebound in the corner for Fort Hays State. Gets it out to Brown. Coach Hobson tells her to slow the pace with 8 minutes to go. Brown between the circles. Works it left side for Chandler. Back to Brown. Brings it to the top of the key with a dribble to Sorensen on the right wing. Sorensen to the free throw line. Lehman up with a 15-footer. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound for Nelson. Gets it to Stevens. Stevens up the floor to Schechinger left side. Schechinger down to the baseline. Spins. Kicks it out for Nelson. To the high post for Matthews. Matthews brings it to the right elbow. Looks inside, wanting to go to Marnin. Gets it to her. Marnin goes up with the shot over Lehman. No good. Rebound for Sorensen for Fort Hays State. Outlet to Brown on the left side. Brown leaves it for Sorensen in the corner. A three on the way off the back of the rim. Marnin tips the rebound. Stevens comes down with it for Northwest. Ahead on the left side for Nelson. Down to Matthews on the block. And Matthews fouled from behind as she took that pass. That'll send her to the free throw line for a 1-1 for Northwest. The foul is on Taylor Chandler. That's the first on Chandler. And actually the foul was out on the wing before the ball got into Marnin. So it'll be Ashley Nelson going to the free throw line for the 1-1 for Northwest.
For the Bearcats, Ashley Nelson shooting.
Nelson 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Counting for her only point of the game so far. 7:09 to play, 44-38. Hayes on top. Front end of the 1-1 for Nelson is good. So another free throw coming her way. She had 15 points and was 3 of 7 on three-pointers in Hayes last Wednesday. Second free throw also good.
Nelson struggling offensively, 0 of 5 from the field tonight, but she's tied for the lead on the team in rebounds with 7, so she's contributing in other ways.
A four-point game, Hayes with a lead in the ball, 7 minutes to go. Brown out near midcourt, brings it to the top of the key, left side Veselovsky, inside to Lehman, a dribble for Lehman, up with the shot, in and out, no good. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Ahead to Schechinger on the left side. Schechinger to the free throw line, to Nelson near the left corner. The high post for Matthews, right side, Schechinger in the corner, takes a three, good for Timber Schechinger. 5 points for Schechinger. All coming in the second half, and it's a one-point game. Hayes with the lead in the ball, 6.5 to play. Brown at the top of the key. Over to the right side for Veselovsky. Veselovsky well beyond the arc, between the circles for Keezer. Over to the left side, Brown. Drive to the baseline, up with the jumper, misses to the left. Rebound knocked out of bounds on the baseline, and it belongs to Northwest. Bearcats with a chance to take another lead here. Taylor Chandler will check into the lineup along with Caitlin Edwards for Fort Hays State. Again, I'll say it again. The Northwest needs to go after Edwards, if not to try to get her to pick up a fifth foul, but at the very least, she's going to have to back off and cannot play as aggressively defensively.
And we've seen her back off a couple times.
Stevens between the circles, over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson dribbles with it on the wing. Now brings it out to Schechinger on the right wing. Brings the top of the key on the dribble, over to the right for Nelson. Nelson gets a screen from Matthews. Picks up the dribble, knocked away from her. Keys her up with the loose ball. Ahead to Chandler, who will have a wide open layup the other way, and it's good for Taylor Chandler. First points for Chandler, and it's a three-point Hayes lead, 5:41 to go. Stevens with the ball for Northwest Missouri State. Across the timeline she goes. Pass inside for Matthews. Now to Marnin, cutting down the lane, and the layup good for Maggie Marnin. 10 for Marnin. 46-45, Hayes with the lead. And the basketball, Veselovsky with it on the right side, 5:18 to play. Out to the top of the key for Chandler, over to the right, Keezer. Back to Chandler. Chandler onto the right wing, Veselovsky. Over to Edwards, left side. Edwards to Keezer. Inside it goes to Inglesby. Up with the fadeaway hook, no good. Rebound for Schechinger. Cats with another chance to take a lead. Stevens on the right side, on the drive, goes up with a shot, draws the foul on Beth Bislavsky. That'll be the second on Bislavsky. And for Northwest and Monique Stevens, two free throws after a timeout. 4:55 to go, 46-45. Fort Hays State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 46-45, Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:55 to play, and you got to feel pretty good with the way the situation lays out, fouls, everything like that, that this could go Northwest's way tonight if they just keep up the intensity.
Only player in foul trouble for Northwest is Alexis Bay. She has four fouls. She came into the game early in the first half due to Maggie Martin picking up a couple quick fouls, but Martin right now is standing with three with a little bit over under 5 minutes left to go, so she's not in too bad a shape, and you've got a couple players from Fort Hays State, and in particular Edwards, who's in a little bit of foul trouble.
Out of the timeout, the first free throw for Monique Stevens is good. That ties the game at 46. 4:55 to play. The second free throw for Stevens gives Northwest the lead. Bearcats up by one. Full court pressure for Northwest. Edwards takes the inbound. Gets it across to Chandler in the backcourt. Chandler to Bislavsky. She'll dribble across the timeline with it for the Tigers. Out between the circles. Now to the top of the key. Over to the right side. Not much movement away from the ball for Bislavsky. Onto the right side. Chandler into Edwards. Taken away by Schechinger. Schechinger leading the break, doesn't have numbers, will slow it up, give it up for Nelson. Now between the circles for Stevens. 4:25 to go. Stevens dribbles over to the left side on the wing. Gets it inside to Matthews, double team to Marnin, down the lane, the layup no good, but Marnin knocked to the floor. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for Northwest. The Fort Hays State foul is going to be called against Tracy Keyser. That'll be the first on Keyser.
Second time they worked that play where Martin had a chance to go through the lane. Now the first time she went untouched for a layup. This time lower contact and gets her to the line.
She is 4 of 4 at the free throw line. All of those attempts have come in this second half. Northwest is a team 13 of 15 at the free throw line, and the first one in and out.
And one of the keys to Northwest in the second half has been getting to the free throw line. First half, they didn't get to the line all that often, but second half doing a much better job of forcing the play inside and drawing some fouls.
Kai Brown and Kelsey Sorensen check back in for Fort Hays State. Alyssa Palmer, a 5'6 freshman from Olathe, Kansas, checks in to see her first action. Second free throw good for Marnin, 11 points for her, and Northwest ties their biggest lead of the game, 48-46 with 4:17 to go. Ashley Nelson got a hand on the inbound pass for Northwest, but it went right back out of bounds, so Hayes will inbound against the full court pressure. Sorensen gets it into the left side, and now it's thrown away. They got it into the freshman Palmer, who right away trying to get it back to Sorensen, throws it out of bounds, and Northwest forces the turnover. 4:15 to go. Stevens inbounding out top for Schechinger. Gets a screen from Marnin. Now to Matthews on the right side, outside the paint. She'll bring it out to the wing with a dribble. Inside to Marnin. Back to Matthews. And as Matthews starts to drive, 3 seconds in the lane, called against Maggie Marnin. And that will give it back to Fort Hays State. Edwards inbounds it to Palmer. The ball through her hands. She tried to save it inbounds, but it hits the sideline. So she comes into the ball game for the first time and turns it over twice in the first two touches.
And both relatively unforced errors.
And that'll get her a trip back to the sideline for Hayes. Tracy Keyser back in the lineup. Stevens will inbound for Northwest. Bearcats up by two. Into Matthews. Back to Stevens. Out between the circles. Gets a pick from Marnin. Dribbles to the right side. Now to Marnin at the free throw line. Tried to get a pass down low. It was kicked by Inglesby, but no call. Picked up by Brown. Over to the right for Sorensen. Sorensen with a dribble. Inside to Inglesby. Up with the shot. Off the glass. No. Marnin the rebound and the outlet to Stevens. 3:40 to play. Stevens bringing it up the floor against Brown. And now bumped a few times. And Kai Brown will be called for the foul. And that'll be four on Brown. Stevens will go to the free throw line and shoot two for Northwest. Stevens also 4 of 4 at the free throw line.
It's one of the keys, getting to the free throw line as much as they have here in the second half and taking advantage of it. And most of the Northwest players have been able to knock some down.
13 of the 17 free throw attempts in the game have come in this second half for Northwest. They're 10 of 13 in the second half. First free throw, no good for Stevens. Lehman checks back in for Hayes, takes the place of Keyser. 3:38 to go, 48-46, Northwest Missouri State on top. Second free throw for Monique Stevens is good. So she hit one of the two, 10 points for Stevens, and Northwest with their biggest lead of the game at 49-46. And now Annie Matthews comes to the sideline. She's got her right knee with some tape around it, but there's some blood coming out of the top of that tape, so quick take job. She'll stay in the ball game. And full court pressure coming now from Northwest. Low scoring defensive battle here tonight. Sorensen inbounding for the Tigers. Inbounds it to Brown. Brown with Stevens in front of her. Takes her time, bringing it up the floor. Cats would like to get a trap here. She gets it across the timeline over to Sorensen on the right side. Sorensen down toward the baseline. Gets it to the free throw line, Inglesby. Left side, Edwards. Shot fake. Thought about a drive. Instead, brings it out to Brown. Nelson tips it loose, and then it goes off of the foot of Nelson and out of bounds. And will belong to Fort Hays State. Second time in the last minute that Nelson's been just oh so close to getting a steal.
Real close. As a matter of fact, Coach Kellogg thought it should have been off of Fort Hays.
Between the circles, Brown with it. 8 on the shot clock. Over to the left side of the wing. Pressured by Stevens. Inside to Lehman. Knocked away by Marnin. Lehman up with it. Forces the shot. In and out. No good. Rebound. Inglesby. Follow on the left side. Good for Tara Inglesby. 6 for Inglesby. It's a 1-point game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. 3 minutes to play. 49-48. Northwest Missouri State. Marnin sets a screen. Frees up Stevens to the top of the key. Over to the left elbow. Now brings it out between the circles. High post for Matthews. Matthews to Marnin up top. Back over to Matthews right side. Matthews to the top of the key for Stevens. Stevens drives down the left side of the lane. Tries to go up with a shot. Knocked away by Lehman, but picked up by Matthews. Out to the wing. Nelson takes a three off the front of the rim. Long rebound. Edwards will chase it down for Fort Hays State. 1-point Bearcat lead. Edwards to the right wing. And she'll travel with the basketball. She stutter-stepped as she came up with the dribble. May have slipped a bit. And that'll give it right back to Northwest with 2:25 to go. Timeout Bearcats. 49-48, their lead over Fort Hays State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
49-48, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Fort Hays State, 2:25 to play. Bearcats with a very strong second half. They trailed by 3 at halftime last week. They were ahead by 1 at the half, only to go on to lose by 12. Northwest with the ball coming out of the timeout. Matthews gets the inbound to Stevens in the backcourt. Brown gives her some space as Stevens will bring it across the timeline. Over to the left side with the dribble. On the wing. Bounce pass into Matthews. Matthews with a shot fake. Double teamed into Marnin. Right corner. Schechinger up with the three-pointer. That's off the front of the rim. Long rebound chased down by Matthews. In the right corner. Gets it up to Schechinger on the wing. Schechinger down the lane, left side, shot blocked by Lehman. Edwards up with the rebound. A two-on-one opportunity. Edwards over to the left side, spins, goes up with the shot, and it's good for Caitlin Edwards. Nine for Edwards. Hayes up by one. 1:50 to play. 50-49 the lead for Fort Hays State. Stevens with it out near the center circle. Gets it to the high post for Marnin. Marnin holding on to it just off the elbow. Left side. Now to Stevens on the right. Gets a screen from Marnin as she brings it top of the key. Now on the pick and roll. Marnin up with the shot. No good. Edwards with the rebound on the backside for Fort Hays State. Now Hayes will change their tune a bit as they slow the pace here, and a timeout for the Tigers. 50-49 the lead for Fort Hays State. 1:24 to play. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 1-point lead for Fort Hays State. Before we move back to action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. .124 to play. Fort Hays State with the basketball, up by one. Out between the circles, Brown brings it over to the right side. Gets it top of the key, Edwards, onto the left side for Sorensen. Sorensen back to Edwards. Edwards over to the left side, Sorensen, inside to Lehman. Lehman to the free throw line, Inglesby's 15-footer is good. Eight for Inglesby, all in this second half. It's a 3-point lead for Hayes. A minute to go as Stevens brings it across midcourt to the left side, timeout Northwest. 59 seconds to go, a 3-point Fort Hays State lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Fort Hays State up by three, 52-49 over the Northwest Missouri State women. 59 seconds to play in this one. Northwest will inbound the ball just right at the end of their own bench coming out of this timeout. Got 24 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Timber Schechinger, Monique Stevens, Annie Matthews, Ashley Nelson, and Maggie Marnin on the floor for the Cats. Inbound to Stevens out near midcourt. Dribbles over toward the right side. Gets it to Nelson on the wing. Nelson guarded by Edwards. Spires the dribble to Matthews at the free throw line. Try to go back to Nelson. Tipped by Edwards. Nelson picks it up. Inside to Marnin. Marnin with a dribble to Matthews. Shot on the glass. Good for Annie Matthews. Eight for Matthews. 41 seconds to go. Northwest doesn't have to foul here. If they can get a rebound, they can get an opportunity with the basketball. Right now, a 52-51 lead for Fort Hays State and a timeout for Hays head coach Tony Hobson. 33 seconds to play. We're back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
33 seconds on the clock, 52-51. Fort Hays State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Hayes will have the ball coming out of the timeout. 22 seconds on the shot clock, so 11 seconds difference between the two. Sorensen will inbound for Hayes. Edwards takes it at midcourt, gives it up for Brown. Brown will bring it over to the right side. Dribbling in front of Nelson. Expires the dribble out on the wing. Now gets it to Edwards. Edwards will try to go on the drive. Down to Inglesby. Out to Brown. 10 on the clock. Over to the left side for Sorensen. Back to Brown. Fakes right. Goes on the drive. Up with the runner. That one no good. Rebound tipped. It goes out to the sideline. Sorensen up with it. 10 seconds to go. And now a timeout for Fort Hays State as they come up with a huge offensive rebound with just over 11 seconds to go. And that's the one thing Northwest almost got exactly what they wanted.
I know. They needed a miss. They got the miss out of Fort Hays State, but just they were not in a position to get the rebound. And unfortunately, Fort Hays State has the ball. They've got 10.6 seconds to do something with as they have that one-point lead. So Northwest really needing a turnover coming up off of the inbound here.
If Northwest does have to foul right away, the best Hays would be able to do is hit both and have a three-point lead to still give the Cats a chance to tie with a three. Still some time to work with on the clock here, but like you said, John, a steal on the inbound here would be the best-case scenario in the situation the Cats are in right now.
And Fort Hays State has committed a few turnovers late in this ballgame that, unfortunately, Northwest hasn't taken as much advantage of as they probably should have, so we'll see what happens.
Edwards looking to inbound for Hays on the sideline down near the corner. Gets it into Keezer. Keezer double-teamed in the corner, and a foul here. I thought for a moment the Cats might get a held ball out of that, but it is going to be a foul, and it will send Tracy Keezer to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 for Hays. Monique Stevens called for her first foul. Keezer is a 74% free throw shooter. It'll be her first trip to the line tonight. One-point lead for Hays. The free throw by Keezer is good. That'll make it a two-point game, and Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg will take a timeout before Keezer attempts her second free throw. 9 points for Tracy Keezer tonight. Six of those have come in this second half. She averages 6 points a game, does have a couple of three-pointers tonight, one in each half. 53-51 the lead for Hays. 7.6 seconds on the clock. And if you're Northwest, basically you just got to come up with scenarios for both a make and a miss. Because if it's a miss, you don't need a three. If it's a make, obviously a three is the only choice.
And they don't have a lot of time to get the ball down the floor, although there is enough time to get a good look if they can bring it down relatively uncontested. 7.6 seconds left. If they can get down, get a fairly good look out on the perimeter, still an opportunity. Northwest with some good shooters out there. But, again, you want to design, as you say, both scenarios here, a make or a miss, and have it firmly in the place of the players when they come out on what they need to do offensively coming up after this free throw.
53-51, Fort Hays State on top. Hays trying to get a sweep of the two-game series this year that happened just 7 days apart between the two teams. They had a 12-point win in Hays last week. Right now up by two with 7.6 seconds to go. Northwest will send out Annie Matthews, Maggie Marnin, Ashley Nelson, Timber Schechinger, and Monique Stevens. Keezer will be stepping to the line to try to make it a three-point game after hitting the front end of a 1-1 just before the timeout. Keezer steps up. Second free throw is good. So it's a three-point game, and now Taylor Chandler will check in for Hays and take the place of Keezer. And Northwest will have 7.6 seconds to try to make a three-pointer. And Hays trying to be aware of where Ashley Nelson is. Inbounds to Stevens. Stevens up the right sideline. Gets to the wing. Set up. Puts up a three. It's no good, but she draws a foul, and she'll have three free throw opportunities for Northwest.
That's unbelievable.
The foul will come against Caitlin Edwards. That's how she fouls out of the ball game. And it will give Monique Stevens an opportunity to tie this ball game with 1.3 seconds on the clock.
That's the one thing that Fort Hays State did not want to have happen is come down and not only commit a foul, but commit a foul on a three-point shot.
Well, not only that, but it gave Stevens enough of a look the way that foul was committed to at least get the shot off and potentially maybe even get a four-point play opportunity out of it. But as it is, the shot did end up short and a little wide left, and she'll have to go to the line and earn the opportunity to tie for Northwest.
My goodness.
And we've got the officials looking. I think Coach Hobson requested a video review to make sure she was behind the three-point line. to make sure she's going to get three free throw opportunities here. So the official's looking at the video.
Look, from her vantage point, that her feet, that she had her feet behind the line. She was leaning over to try to get that shot underneath of Edwards as she went up in the air and was committing that foul. But I think her feet, she had her feet planted behind the arc from at least the vantage point we had up here. Now we're a ways away. But
54-51, Fort Hays State on top. Coach Hobson comes over. He wants to try to take a look at the video, and the officials say, nope, we'll take care of it if we don't need your assistance. So they're still taking a close look at the video.
Yeah, it must be pretty close the way they've rewound it a couple of different times.
You know, and another thing to think of is with video replay, there's one camera here.
Yeah.
It's not like Division I basketball where you've got 13 cameras all over the place.
And the camera is really from the viewpoint we have up here in the press box.
Yep, and they are going to get three free throw opportunities here. So Monique Stevens will step up with her highest pressure situation as a Bearcat. Even if she does miss one, you could still think there's some potential for missing the last one intentionally, trying to get an offensive rebound, but hopefully Monique Stevens can knock all three down. She is 5 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. First of 3 for Stevens. Good. Makes it a 2-point game. 54-52, Hayes on top. Second free throw for Stevens. Good. 12 for Monique Stevens. And a timeout for Coach Hobson. Going to try to ice Stevens on that third free throw attempt, make her think about it a little bit more. But tell you what, the way she took those first two free throws, it's like ice water in the veins.
And not only that, just from what we've seen out of her this season, I don't think this time that's going to bother her all that much. She's been a pretty cool player out on the floor. Now, granted, she hasn't had the big offensive night except for that Northeastern State game. But it looks like she's a player that I don't think this is going to bother her that much. If she does miss on this, I don't think it'll be due to being iced here.
One thing you want to do, even though you're her teammates, you want to assume she's going to make the free throw, but you can't. You need to get in position for a rebound or fight for a potential rebound, because if she does get the miss, that's the only opportunity you're really going to have. There's not enough time on the clock to try to get a foul after a rebound. An offensive board is going to be a must if there is a miss by Stevens, but of course, the easy way out would be to make the free throw, especially when you think that Caitlin Edwards is now fouled out of the ball game if this thing has to go to overtime. So Stevens will step back to the free throw line for Northwest with a third and final free throw attempt and a chance to tie this game. Bearcat men's basketball team across the way taking in this exciting finish. They've got a game coming up next. Stevens steps to the line. She's already hit two on this trip. And the third free throw off the back of the rim, and the rebound for Sorensen. And Hayes will escape with a win here. A 1-point win, 54-53 over Northwest Missouri State. That's the final. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat women fall a point short tonight against Fort Hays State, 54-53 the final. Monique Stevens with a chance at the free throw line. A chance at three free throws. You know, you've seen opportunities for players a lot to hit a couple of free throws, maybe even one to tie a ball game, but to hit three free throws in that situation, that's a very unique situation.
It is, and Northwest had that chance to tie it up, and I think Caitlin Edwards, the most relieved person on the floor as that third free throw by Stevens was a little bit too hard. Edwards, who committed that foul that sent Stevens to the line, fouled out of the ball game, and then again had to look on and just hope from her standpoint that Stevens would miss at least one of those three, but Swad Monique was able to do. But still, Northwest had an opportunity and just couldn't quite get it done. But a well-played ball game out of Northwest just coming up a little bit short.
Knowing the difference a week can make in home court advantage, a 12-point game compared to a 1-point game tonight.
And Northwest accomplished some of the things they wanted to do out of this one. They cut down a little bit on the turnovers, did a much better job on the boards. They were able to do that. They were in the game right down to the line and had a shot to win it, but just couldn't quite get it done.
54-53 the final. Fort Hays State women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We're back for the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Athletic Director Wren Baker's announcement of his resignation to take a position with the University of Memphis.
We're so very proud of Wren Baker. You know, when he came here, there was a lot going on, John, as you may remember. He officially started in February, but he and I started our work together in December of 2010. And, you know, in his time here, John, he's elevated a number of areas across Northwest, whether it be academic compliance and certainly internal operations, but you go beyond there to some external operations and revenue-enhancing generation, and really relationships throughout the Bearcat Nation family. And we're very thankful to Wren for all that he's done at Northwest. But, you know, bottom line is that he's being tapped for an excellent number two position at the University of Memphis, and it just illustrates his skill set and what he'll be able to bring to the table. At the same time, we're very thankful for Lori Hopkins, who will be serving as our interim athletic director as we move ahead in our search for our next successor. The timeline will be fairly rapid. You hate to overpromise and underdeliver, so I'll say let's underpromise and overdeliver. And when I say fairly rapid, I think that already generating some interest out there. And we'll be posting here in the very near future, and then get a list of candidates, call those down, and bring an excellent AD to our athletic staff, and move forward.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking about Athletic Director Wren Baker's resignation.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back out of Bearcat Arena after a one-point win for the Fort Hays State women over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, even though Monique Stevens couldn't hit all three of the free throws there at the end to tie it, still a good night for the point guard for Northwest.
It certainly was. She ends up with 12 total points. She was 2 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 on three-pointers, but 7 of 9 at the free throw line, hitting several key free throws in the second half to help keep Northwest in the game. She also pulled down 7 rebounds to go along with 4 assists. One of the shortest players on the team for Northwest, but she was one of 2 players with 7 rebounds, one behind Nelson, who led the team in rebounding. But just a solid performance by Stevens, not only offensively, but doing a good job on the boards as well as dishing the ball to her teammates.
Maggie Marnin finished with 11 points for Northwest. Marnin and Stevens, the only 2 double-digit scorers on the other side for Fort Hays State. 14 points out of Kate Lehman led the way for them. She also pulled down 10 rebounds to record the double-double. Tracy Kieser with 10 points for Fort Hays State. Before we move on, let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Fort Hays State women with the win tonight, 54-53 over Northwest Missouri State. The 2 men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.